Our God is a God of surprises. He shows up in the most unlikely places at the most unlikely times. Here's a story that makes that point, that I hope echoes the point of the Magi traveling, seeing this poor baby in a manger of poor parents. Not what they expected, I'm sure, but yet they knew and acknowledged. This is the story of a king, an old widower who was very sad because his wife, the queen, died without, well, he was sad because of that to begin with, but they were childless too, and he had no heir. But he had this idea. He was going to send word out to his whole kingdom, and all the young men and women of a certain age who met the criteria were asked to come to the palace to talk to the king. And among them, he would choose somebody to be his own son or daughter and the heir to his throne. So in a very far corner of the kingdom, in a poor village, was a young man of about 20, whose own parents had died. He was beloved in the village, though. He was a young man of strength, intelligence, courage, and confidence. And everybody thought he would make a wonderful heir to the throne. And so they got a collection together. They gave him funds to make the journey to the palace. They gave him a new wardrobe, a beautiful new coat, boots, everything. And he made the trip by himself. And he arrived on the appointed day when he was going to meet the king. And as he approached the palace, he saw on the side of the road an old, smelly beggar man with his hand out, saying, "Young man, do you have anything for a broken down poor old man?" Young man rooted around in his pockets. He gave him the few coins he had left. He tried to walk away. But then he looked back and he saw that in the old man's coat, in his boots, nothing but holes. Couldn't possibly protect him from the elements. And he looked at his own beautiful new wardrobe and he decided that he would exchange. So he clothed the old man in his own new coat, new boots. He put on the old man's. And as he walked toward the palace gates, he said, "How can I possibly see the king looking like this? I know what I'll do. I'll go to the guards and just tell them that I can't possibly appear before the king like this." And when he went to do so, they seized him and whisked him through the gates, down long corridors, into the inner sanctum, the throne room of the king. He was so ashamed at the way he looked, he couldn't look up. He heard a voice, "Look at me, my son." Voice sounded familiar. As the young man looked up, he looked at the face of the king sitting on the throne. It was the same face of the beggar man. And the king said, "Yes, I am your king. But for weeks I've been outside the palace posing as a beggar. And you, my son, are the only one who gave me everything. And I thank God for this wonderful sign, so clear, that you are the one I'm going to adopt as my son. And you are the one who's going to be the heir to the throne and rule the kingdom. Come down and sit next to me and share the kingdom that I have prepared for you." He was the king in a terrible disguise. It was Mother Teresa who said that she saw Christ, the king, in his terrible disguise among the poorest of the poor, the sick and the dying in Calcutta. God does come to us. We have to be looking for the signs. A sign he has given us, if I can make some people uncomfortable here, Diane, This is a sign of God's presence. That's a sign of God's presence. I'm pointing at everyone's faces. Joe, even you and me, our faces. We're signs of God's presence. Because we are all sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father, and we are all brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, who are made in His image and likeness. A star is great, and it's unusual. It's the usual that we can miss. We can look at each other and not see the presence of Christ. But Jesus Himself said, "Whatsoever you do for the least of my brothers and sisters, you do for me, because I came down from heaven and had a human face. Because I wanted you to know that I am one of you. As well as being your God, I am your brother. As well as being your king, I am like you in all things except sin." If you have followed sort of the resurrection of Mr. Rogers over the past couple of years in different movies, there's a documentary I've talked about before called Would You Be My Neighbor? Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, was Reverend Rogers too. He was an ordained Presbyterian minister, but he decided that his pulpit was going to be his TV show. And if you saw the documentary, you would realize what he was up to. He was preaching the gospel through that show. Tom Hanks plays Mr. Rogers in a movie that's out now called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. I highly recommend both. And in both, you'll see the real Mr. Rogers at a commencement address at a college, and you will see a scene in the restaurant in the movie depicted what Mr. Rogers used to do often, to make the point that when we look at one another, we're seeing the face of God. He would say, "Let's just take a moment to close our eyes and be quiet and think about the people in our lives whom, when we look at them, show us God's love." We can do that now. Several or many faces could have come to us. The face that would never fail to come to me is what most people in the movie said, the face of my mother. Yeah. You saw it? All the time. Right. The Jewish language, the Yiddish language or the Hebrew language, doesn't have a singular word for face. It's always plural. Because it is their tradition that when you look at the face of a human being, you also at the same time see the face of God. Now, this is very lofty stuff, and it's very easy to see the face of Jesus in some people as opposed to others, right? People who love us and care for us, and we love and care for, easier to see Jesus than the people who are the most annoying. Sometimes they could be the same people, granted. But can we see the face of Jesus in those who are consistently annoying and antagonistic and troublesome and needy, maybe even in the faces of those who have intentionally or unintentionally hurt us? That is always the challenge. That is the challenge in the new year, my brothers and sisters. Can we not judge? And can we see the face of Jesus in those who say go in and out of the food pantry or come to the St. Vincent de Paul Society for help? Whatsoever we do for the least fortunate of Jesus' brothers and sisters, we do for Him. Maybe the sign that they're looking for is just a smile from our face, a kind word, or a simple kind action. That can be the star that shows them that Christ is with them. We can be the sign to them, and in turn, they can bounce that back to us. And together, our hearts can be made more supple and soft and loving, and we can be made together more and more in the image of Christ. Let's make that our New Year's resolution. To look for the signs and be the signs of Christ's presence among us and go out strengthened by that, strengthened by our communal worship, our receiving the sign of signs that is the life of Christ in the Eucharist, and go out. And at the end of 2020, know that we've helped make the world a little more like the kingdom of God and made the presence more known of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.